Now there's a lot of pre, I was talking there about early Christian things, like little churches and other things as well. But there were lots of things in this area, even before Christianity, that were sacred and were spiritual, and in their own little way would be worthy of inclusion in that book that I was reading from by the whole. There was, for instance, there was Ballybrook, and Born of Raygon in Ballybrook. That's the field of the effigy, and that's a pre-Christian term. It's a cairn, kind of a burial place on top of a hill in Ballybrook. Anyone? Ballybrook. Is there such a thing? Is that cairn still there? Now that's a pre-Christian, and that's a very sacred place. You know, it's a people were buried there. You could say the ancestors of the parish, some of them were buried there. There's Bor Alassa, the field of the lists in Ballybrook. And that a list would have been pre-Christian. And that was where people lived, little half underground kind of place. And that another one is Ballymoss or Ballymoss. You call it Ballymoss. Yeah. It's so called from a circular moss close to which stands a prehistoric monument. A very graceful pillar stone. A pillar stone which spiritual people put up to their head. Because death fascinated them as much as death fascinates us. They put up these stones or dolmens or crumlocks or whatever they call them to honor their dead. To honor, you could say, your dead. And on the 2nd of November, when we're praying in a special way for all who have died in the parish or in people's families, we should remember a little prayer maybe for all those people who are buried in what were then important ways, and that they were the people who peopled this area before us. There's Ballinasloe, homestead of the stone. There's a remarkable dolon near Cotties. Could Cotties live up there?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems to have been a very important one at that time. Then there's Ballyvellum, Mellon's homestead. Are there melons? No. There's two or three fine pillar stones there again. Again, they would be marking a grave of probably maybe a chieftain or minor chieftain or whatever. And there's both there was, they think, Orm in scripture, Orm being the writing before people could write, ordinary writing. The Orm scratched out on a stone is supposed to be in Ballybellum. And the words that were on it were Cumni, Mocky, Macoy, Bagulfi. In other words, it says, remember the son of Bagulf. So, maybe on November, you know, how to put him in the list of the dead. He's a long time gone, but he's part of the picture of the thing. Matthew's town. There was the Lava Homosh Bikava. There's a dolmen there. Not as big now as the dolmens of Knockeen. You know Knockeen, where it's very powerful. This area is big in dolmens. Tremor, Knockeen, and this area. And it's interesting that the bed of Homosh Bikava is also, there's a similar name on Inishman in the Aran Islands. Same name, so it must have been a legend, like one of the Fianakta that maybe was read, or they didn't even write about it, it was spoken and told, fireside stories, fireside tales, legends, would have been told, similar ones down here as up in the Iron Islands. Then there's Carrick Barahan, is that the name?
Carrick Barahan.
Yes. That's the field of the monumental cairn, Born a Lot. That was pre-Christian. There's Ballinagurti. Now this is marvelous what this says. They were very sensitive in this area, in the early Celtic times, about newcomers. You wouldn't want to be too sensitive now, I suppose, because there's so many low-ins in every parish now. But there's the Ballinagurti, town of the Corkmen. Mm. There's Balia Nagira, town of Kiriman. And there's a dolmen there, if I remember right. And then there's in Kher, Kher. There's a, which means a stone, or there's Vaughan and Ulfic, the field of the Ulstermen. So the Ulstermen came in, some branches, might be only one family moved in, a Cork family, a Kerry family, and immediately, or quickly enough, it got its name. It got its name from these outside people.